With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders girls softball team kept their season alive in the second round of the consolation bracket of the sectional tournament in 3-4A. The Raiders, the number 5 seed overall, went to 12-7 on the season, beating number 7 Egan, who finished their campaign at 8-15 on a 95-degree Friday afternoon. But the Raiders gut it out. They move on to Monday to take on the winner of Park and Eastview at Richfield Middle School at 5 p.m. Let's get into the win for the Raiders, 6-4 over the Egan Wildcats, and it didn't come easy right away as the Cats jumped out to a 4-run lead. One run on one hit in the first, 3 runs on 3 hits in the third, but after that, Haley Hoff and the Raiders settled down as Hoff threw one of her best games of the season, 7 innings for the win, 9 hits scattered about, 4 runs, they were earned, but only 2 walks and 7 big strikeouts in the victory for the left-hander. The Raiders were led at the plate by Lauren Jenkins, 3-for-4 on the day. She had a huge double that drove in a run in the Raiders' 4-run fourth where they pulled away for good. 2-for-4 on the day was Kendall Jenkins. 2 RBIs, 2 runs scored as well. That goes with 2 doubles in a 2-for-4 day. The Raiders, they stay alive with a 6-4 win over Egan, and they'll play the Park Eastview winner on Monday at 5 in Richfield on KDWA. The seniors over the last 2 years at Prescott High School have gone through a ton. Whether it was missing a spring sports season or an activity that they loved most, graduating outdoors in a parking lot, distance learning for a majority of a year, and not having those close relationships they're used to, this senior class of 2021 at Prescott High School has gone through a ton together. And as Prescott High School Athletic Director and Assistant Principal Matt Smith also wraps up his time as a Cardinal, he joined us to talk a bit about this senior class he's going out with, and they have grown tremendously as a group.
You know, there's definitely been an increased slope and, you know, up climb in their maturity. You know, like you said, they had some decisions to make in a hurry, whether it was with learning. Do they want to be fully virtual? Do they want to be in the hybrid when that was going on? And even here to close out the year, did they want to be on campus full time, or did our green group, which is off campus? You know, and so just battling through things like that, whether it was a positive case of COVID or whether they're close contact with the quarantine, they took things in stride and they made the best of the situation. And like I said, their perception talking with a lot of them was, hey, they're in this, and if they want to be negative or look at all the downsides of it, they can, but that's not going to get anything done. It's staying optimistic, staying positive, and making the best out of the situation. And this group definitely did that. And it's not something that they asked for in terms of, you know, obviously COVID coming and hitting. You know, at the end of their junior year, though, that was the reality of it. And like I said, they took everything in stride. They kept their heads up. They, you know, kept working. They did what they needed to do. And they put themselves in a situation now as graduating seniors that the future is very bright for them. But I can only imagine the breadth of the decision-making in terms of, you know, colleges and post-secondary plans. Is it going to be military? Is it going to be the workforce? Is it a tech school? Is it a community college? Is it a 4-year college? To have to make that decision, like you talked about, they grew up in a hurry in terms of that. You know, I could only imagine a virtual tour of something or talking to someone over the phone about post-secondary options versus actually being there, doing a tour, seeing it, you know, having that hands-on experience. And that had to make it a little bit difficult. But like I said, no one made excuses. They did what they needed to do, and they put themselves in a great spot. It'll be fun here to celebrate their success.
Being part of the high school sports landscape for the last handful of years, I could tell you that there's been a lot of success on and off the field. But one of the best team efforts overall has come over the last 15 months around this community effort to beat COVID and to have our kids have a normal school year, including activities, athletics, and the arts. No matter what side of the river or school you go to, the collaboration between the school district staff, teachers, coaches, parents, and students has been one of the best team efforts I've ever seen. And it has nothing to do with a bat, ball, or a puck. It's all about community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the community across the board, whether it was parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, teachers, without a doubt, you know, the sacrifices that they made, you know, it was tough on them. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was an interesting year, and I think it might have changed the scope of education a little bit, too, with how we teach and how we deliver instruction. So that's a positive spin to definitely put on it. But I know it was, you know, out of the ordinary and offered a lot of challenges and a lot of different avenues. But, you know, to look at the families and how they, week to week, day by day, able to make changes and keep the focus on the kids and the learning and what's important. That's what it's all about. But like you said, very proud of everyone all involved. Want to thank them for their support. That, you know, this is a year that we'll definitely remember and we'll grow from it. You know, it's not one of those you'll hear some, you know, talking heads on the news, a lost year or a year we want to forget. I don't look at it that way. I think we learned a lot and we definitely made strides in a positive manner and a lot of good things got done. And that's what I'm focused on. And I know our kids are too, and our families and everyone that chipped in. And, you know, whether it was teaching staff, custodial staff, administration, you know, the cooks, the bus drivers, you know, the counselors across the board, everyone played a part in this. And then you talk about the community with the parents and families and everything that they did and their support. That's what made it happen. So like you said, you know, it's a team commitment and everyone should celebrate these successes because they definitely earned it and played a crucial part in it.
Those schools is wrapped up now for the seniors at Prescott High School. The playoffs are about to hit. And for anybody involved in high school sports, this is the best time of the year. Smith on Prescott playoff planning.
In a typical year, which this is not, we'd be wrapping up with postseason stuff going on, whether it's sectionals or state meets or whatnot. Well, right now we're still, if you look at like baseball and softball and track, still in the regular season, it's about to start wrapping up here pretty quick. You know, we'll have the conference track meet here coming up. We'll have seating meetings coming up and all conference meetings for baseball and softball. So that'll be, you know, on the horizon here. So more information will be coming out from that. The hope is that we have teams and individuals advancing in track, which have been looking great. You know, a lot of different individuals doing a lot of great things. Our relay teams across the board, our pole vaulters, a lot of good teams, a lot of good scores, a lot of good heights coming out. They're going to be advancing some people here into regional sectionals and on to state. That's going to be fun to watch. With baseball and softball, you know, our teams both looking at high seeds, I'd imagine, in their regionals and, you know, hopefully get through to sectionals and see what happens from there. You know, all conference, I will be well represented with that. We had our boys golf. We hosted the conference meet this past Monday. Everything went swimmingly, led by Jay Barch out at Clifton Highlands. You know, it's kind of just looking at that time of the year where, you know, we're going to hit the ground running and we're going to stay busy. You look at our schedules and it's jam-packed with some makeup games for baseball and softball, but the kids are excited, the coaches are optimistic, and you know, we're looking forward to everything that we have on the horizon, and it's an exciting time of year. You know, you mix in graduation, kind of the end of the school year for everyone else, and then wrapping up regular seasons and heading into postseasons for our different sports. It's fun, it's exciting, and you know, it's going to be a little bit different, I'm not going to lie, in terms of being out of school and still having your regular season going, but we're ready for it. We'll adapt, we'll make the best of the situation, what we need to do, and very optimistic about our chances here as we hit the postseason.
We will have more with Prescott High School Athletic Director Matt Smith over the next couple of weeks as playoffs begin. Also, be sure to stay tuned to KDWA Radio, KDWA.com, and our social media channels as playoff seating becomes available. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.